WSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump has high praise for his running mate, J.D. Vance.
I want to thank you, J.D., for the introduction. You're going to be a fantastic Vice President of the United States. And, you know, I chose him because he's for the worker. He's for the people that work so hard and perhaps weren't treated like they should have been, but they were treated that way 4 years ago, I can tell you that.
Both were appearing today at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today also marked the first Trump rally since last weekend's assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. And Democrats, well, they're still fighting over whether Joe Biden should step down. They're not on the same page about what to do if he does go as well. Some Democrats want Biden to tap Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him. Other Democrats favor an open process at the party convention next month in Chicago. Also at SRNnews.com, Vietnam's long-serving leader Nguyen Phu Trong has died. Here's BBC correspondent Michael Bristow.
It took many by surprise when Nguyen Phu Trong was chosen as head of the Vietnamese Communist Party in 2021. After all, he was well past the official retirement age and had already served the maximum 2 terms. The fact that he didn't step down shows how powerful he'd become in a country where the head of the party is supposed to be only one of 4 top leaders. In office, Mr. Trong tightened party discipline and tried to tackle corruption. He kept on good terms with both China and the U.S.
A group that monitors conflict in Myanmar says intensification of fighting in the nation's civil war has resulted in a sharp increase in destructive attacks on schools. This is SRN News. A fight for religious freedom in Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court ruling Tennessee not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found there is no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of, quote, biological sex. This is SRN News. Democrats in New Mexico and the state legislative majority rejecting the governor's so-called crime plan.
Democrats shun Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's proposals to enhance criminal penalties, restrict panhandling, and expand involuntary detention and treatment for mental health problems. The legislature instead passed a bill to expand pilot programs for voluntary treatment of people with severe mental illness and addiction problems, and a $100 million emergency aid package for wildfire recovery. Republicans found common cause with the second-term Democratic governor in her push for criminal justice reforms ahead of the November elections. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of workers at Disney properties in California voting to authorize a potential strike. The election was held by a coalition of 4 unions representing 14,000 workers. More details at SRNnews.com.